Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, back here in Houston as promised, breaking this one down. Boy, Mark, it wasn't pretty, but the Houston Texans got it done.
And it's two in a row, Patty, for the first time in a long time since weeks one and two. The Texans got the job done at Jacksonville. Look, there's nothing easy about a divisional game. Jacksonville gets all fired up every week, even though they've been out of it for a long time. Gus Bradley, who has the respect of just about every coach in the league, has his team thinking it's a bowl game every week, so they come out with all this energy, and the Texans had trouble matching that, to be honest, in the first half. But in the second half, they got the job done. You know, part of the effort was our HCC play of the game. HCC start here, go anywhere. Arian Foster started to the right. Not much there, so he went anywhere, which would be the left side of the end zone, and got in for the score. That was really cool.
Well, and Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't have quite the day he had the week before as AFC Offensive Player of the Week with the six touchdowns. But he's a scrappy little guy, and you know, probably not even the words that he would use to describe himself. Yeah. But really, the guy gets it done on all kinds of different
levels. I like scrappy, and I think he has the respect of everybody on the football team because of that. Ryan Fitzpatrick sacrifices the body. He dives for first downs. He tried to dive for a touchdown after running for one in the first half, tried to do it in the second half. That was before Arian's play. And some of that you don't want to see. You don't want to see him risk his body like that, Patty. But he gets the job done, and I think his teammates really respond to him. I thought it was a really good game. That long drive they had over 15 plays. Bill O'Brien said Ryan Fitzpatrick was calling the action at the line of scrimmage. There were a lot of choices, a lot of either-or situations in that, and he was able to call the right plays to get him in the end zone. That was an important drive, maybe their most important of the season so far.
Well, guess what? I had a chance to sit down with Ryan earlier and talk about not only sacrificing his body, but sort of the difference in how he is as a quarterback now as opposed to the first nine games of the season.
Now Foster in motion to the left side on second and goal. Fitzpatrick gets the snap, stepping to his left, looking, firing left side of the end zone. Caught! Andre Johnson! Touchdown, Houston!
Let's start with these last couple of games. What is or is there a difference in Ryan Fitzpatrick than the first nine games that you started?
There's not a whole lot different. I think, you know, being able to take a step back and evaluate my play over the first nine games of the season, and also just being able to watch somebody else operate from the sideline. There were some things that I learned, but in terms of a player, it's the same guy. You know, just trying to go out there and be smart with the football and lead us to wins.
You talked about things that you can learn or things that you saw. Anything specific that's you can voice?
Well, I think just making quick decisions, something I think I got away from a little bit. Took a few too many sacks. You know, and stuff that always gets thrown on the offensive line, but times where I could have got the ball out or made better decisions in terms of where to distribute the ball. So I think some of that has improved.
How enjoyable, probably an understatement of a word, but was that game for you? I mean, not only just a career game for you, but for anybody, just record set on all levels, six touchdowns. Just how much did you enjoy that?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, and to do it in front of our fans, to do it, you know, in front of or against a team that basically just kicked me to the curb this last offseason. It was very satisfying for a lot of different reasons, but it was great to go out there and distribute the ball a little bit and have a lot of guys get in the end zone.
But you talk about mental makeup, and I find yours pretty interesting because I think people have this image of you as this, you know, Harvard cerebral, kind of serious, smart guy, but especially in the last few weeks, I feel like we've seen really some different personality characteristics. I mean, you know, you come up and celebrate, and you got this wild man, or we saw your speech in a huddle. I mean, you've got a very emotional and another side of you, as well as a pretty good sense of humor. And I think a lot of people don't see that. How do you describe yourself?
So you're saying that the smarts are just a cover, that's not really the...
Pretty much. Yeah. I don't think that's really you.
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of different sides to me, and... you know, it's nice being able to be in a place for more than a few months and getting to know people, whether it's in the media, teammates, whatever, where you can kind of flash the different sides to your personality. But the emotion comes out every now and again. I would say I'm not a hugely emotional person, but there's definitely the sense of humor, you know, the prankster type stuff that, you know, keeps you going throughout the year.
Does it take a lot of those different facets of a personality or all those different things at different times to be a good leader and to lead a ball club as a quarterback?
Well, I think there's so many different ways to be a good leader, but the most important thing is to be yourself. And, you know, I just try to go out there every day and be myself. One of the greatest things about playing quarterback in this league is all the different personalities that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know, each wide receiver has a different personality. The linemen, you know, from the left tackle to the left guard to the center to the right guard, they all have different personalities, and the way that you approach them, the way that you deal with them on a day-to-day basis is what I enjoy most about this game in terms of getting the best out of all of them.
Let's talk about a couple of your receivers. I mean, one guy you obviously have huge chemistry with, DeAndre Hopkins, a young up-and-coming kid making just incredible catches and doing incredible things alongside the veteran Andre Johnson. Not quite sure where he stands right now, but just being able to have those two guys as weapons for you.
Yeah, it's been great all year, and the work that those guys put in on a daily basis. You know, for them to get out on that practice field every day, the discussions that we have, the way that they practice, the way that they approach their job, it's really refreshing to see, especially with a guy like Andre, who's, you know, a Hall of Fame type receiver, that really the way he approaches it every day rubs off on everybody else because of how professional he is.
You're also more of a runner, I think, than anybody kind of anticipated or than we thought. Why don't you slide? Why do you always
like
go that smart head first?
Because I feel like if I slide, I'm not very coordinated, so if I slide, there's more of a risk of me hurting myself than if I go head first. And plus, there's always a hidden extra yard or two if you go head first and if you slide. So usually I pick and choose my battles.
So, I mean, really, do you get going and it just kind of happens and you really don't think about it? Or are you really, is that?
I've probably slid like 3 or 4 times in my career, but yeah, I'm usually going for the extra yard.
It's just not your thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this week. Obviously a huge game. They're all big at this point, but the Indianapolis Colts. As far as, you know, you haven't been here for all those years, but this team's never been beaten in Indianapolis. Just the importance of this game and how nice that would be to finally get that monkey off this team.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's something that's been passed around the locker room a little bit with some of the guys that have been here for a while, having never won there. But it's also a different team, a different year, and you know, just looking back to the first game we played against them, you know, and falling behind early and in a big way, you know, we came back in that game and didn't finish it off. And so I feel like with where we're at right now, with the way the last few weeks have gone, with the way the whole season has gone, we've really grown as a team and progressed. And we're hoping that going out there and getting a win at Indy would really show that progression. And hopefully, you know, all the steps that we've made this year, we're going to be able to put it on the field on Sunday.
And I thought, even though that wasn't a 6-touchdown pass performance against Jacksonville, enjoyed the interview, by the way, I think that you saw the way he handled the offense in the Jacksonville game. I really think the offense has turned a corner. 3 out of the last 4 games are victories, and let's see what they can do in the big one this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. It was gritty. It was just one of those typical finding ways to get it done, and Ryan did just that. And he's going to have to do it again next week as he faces another quarterback who's finding all kinds of ways to get it done in Andrew Luck, and we'll talk about that.